Will the Qwen 3.5 models allow a simple image search engine to be built by verbal description of the content? Could local AI work in the role of OCR? In the previous topic, the AI described more than 1,000 images from the Electroda forum. Here, I enrich this collection with descriptions from Qwen models 0.8B, 2B, 4B, 9B, 27B, and 35B. I have packed the results into a simple search engine. Time to see how it worked. Let's start with the runtime environment. The whole thing ran just fine on my computer, thanks to the Llama environment. But of course, I didn't collect the tags manually. I wrote a simple program that iterates the images and generates tags for them through the Llama API. Llama API tutorial. Chatbots AI 100% locally for use in your own projects. The second important thing is the prompt. I didn't want a prompt strictly for OCR. Plus, I already had it fixed after the first round of testing, so it couldn't just change. I kept it as it was before. The question of publication remains. The results are available on GitHub in the form of an image finder. Each image is clickable, and its tags can be previewed. An older version of the site is also available. You can now go on to analyze the results. Results analysis. The description format will be simple. The title of the test, a screenshot from my site, a link to the actual analysis, and then my comment. Board with BK7231N microcontroller. Apparently the name is clearly visible, but it is still impressive that already the 0.8B version of the parameters read both the Beacon and BK7231N lettering. The crunch, however, comes in the context of the name of the entire board, CB2S. CB2S was only read by model 9B and 2B. Even the 35B version lost it. This somewhat raises doubts about the reliability of these models, as such a Wi-Fi module name is important information for me. Apart from that, you can see that many of the tags are quite accurate and correct. Obviously, the tags from Qwen 3.5 are not much better than those from Gemma 3, Lava, or Minix CPM. One can also complain to Qwen that some are out of place, NFC tag reader, charger module, but this happens much less often than in older models. LED packaging. Here the striking part of the 0.8B model's verbal response is that instead of providing the tags themselves, it started the response with its introduction. The plus side, however, is that the tags are largely all correct. Even the weakest models recognize that this was the E27 standard. They probably read from the text. Plate with Atmel chip. I was a little impressed that they decoded the Atmel logo. After all, you can't see it that well. But fact, it was only the larger models they found. The smaller ones were slightly less accurate. The 0.8B in the image detected a potentiometer, which is definitely not there. This ATmega1630 of the 2B version is also interesting. There is no such ATmega version after all. Schematic of the amplifier on EL34. It was simple, but still good to know that even the 0.8B model read the EL34 name correctly. The rest of the tags are right on target too. There are terms there that mainly just fit the schematics. The two largest models also read 12AU7. Overall, I find it hard to point out anything quite nonsense there. Switch after flood and hose. Now something difficult. In addition, without a test of the larger models. Nevertheless, the switch was recognized by models 2B and 4B. The 0.8B model was also close. Switcher. In addition, it identified it as a network card, and also saw an Ethernet cable somewhere, but this is unlikely to be correct. The cable itself is not in the picture. These electric scooter from the 0.8B model is interesting. It illustrates well that, however, there are still quite incorrect hallucinations in unusual situations. Panel photo. Another good result. Virtually everything matches, except maybe that battery from the 0.8B model. Except that he in turn stood out with the customs, man in black shirt. The other models did not identify the shirt. Build with GPIO descriptions. Here's where something weird happened. With